In the gospel we've just read, in the concluding statement of the Savior, we are told, whoever humbles himself shall be exalted, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled. This is not the only time that Christ urges on us the practice of humility. I am due to be here for 1 month, and by now this must be the fourth time we've talked about humility. And we may talk about it again. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, in divine revelation that Yahweh in the Old Testament and Christ in the New insists upon more urgently and repeat more frequently than the absolute need for humility. The greatest saints of all times, after Christ himself, Our Lady, told us that the Lord has magnified her because she was humble. And of all the things the Savior taught us, there is only one, only on one occasion, that he commanded us to imitate him. And on that single occasion, he told us to learn from him because he was meek and humble of heart. And meekness is simply humility in practice. Since we hear so much about the need for humility and we can't hear it too often, what are we being told to be, or better, become? Because none of us is yet, beginning with the speaking, as humble as we should be. Humility is recognizing our place in the world. That before God, and except for God, we would be what we are, absolutely, totally, utterly, consummately, nothing. There's only one truth of the faith, that if we forget, we have forgotten everything else. And that is that except for the mercy and the goodness and the power of God, we would be what we were 9 months before we were born. Nothing. Humility is a recognition that except for God, we are, and we almost hesitate using the verb, are, nothing. since God is true, then this God who made us has complete dominion over us. Total, total. That we never dare ask God why. We have only one responsibility: to accept what God sends us, which we don't like, and to give up when God tells us what we do like. And that, frankly, in one simple sentence, is all there is to life. Humility, therefore, is something that we must recognize does not come naturally. Do I say does not come naturally? The only reason there's a hell is because long before the visible world was created, God made the angelic spirits. And among them, many, having been tried, failed to pride. Hell was created by pride, and no one else reaches heaven except the humble. It's that simple. And that awful. Given the consummate importance of this virtue, on which the whole edifice of Christianity rests, we ask ourselves, how can I grow in this virtue without which my faith tells me I will not be saved? First, we should recognize that we are all naturally, and I cannot emphasize this too much, we are all naturally proud. It is not just that among the seven capital sins, pride happens to be placed first. It is the primary tendency of fallen human nature. And in fact, even before man fell, our first parents sinned, mainly because they probably did not submit to the will of God. So to cope with this natural pride of ours, we must first recognize that we are thus prone. What are we especially to watch? Our thoughts. All pride begins in the mind. Dwelling on the things that we have or possess, or things we think we have and possess. St. Vincent Ferrer, the great Dominican preacher, wrote a little book on Christian perfection, in which he says, the last thing that even the greatest saints conquered is their proud thoughts. Never to dwell consciously or deliberately for a moment on anything that gives you self-complacent satisfaction. We are constantly looking into the mirrors of our own ego, either excusing our failings or admiring our gifts. When I tell people, as I do publicly, that I try to go to confession every day, if I come here, I've missed one day, and I really missed it. For the loss is late in coming back to know it. He asked me, "What did you go to confess?" My dear friend, pleasant. Especially what I know, I've got a deep seated pride. First then, watch your thoughts. What we say is a natural outgrowth of what we think. One reason that I've exhorted you on one occasion, I'm taking another one to encourage silence. There is no sure way of controlling our pride than by keeping our lips sealed. How we want others to admire us, how the human heart craves to be praised. Human praise is venom, is poison. Never leave God seeking. Never, never. And you better as quickly as possible throw it off. If we wish to cultivate humility, we must dwell on things that humiliate us. And God knows if we don't, there's plenty. You know, this is the main reason under God why He allows us to sin. To keep us humble. He knows how well He knows what our tendency is to pride. If we want to grow in humility, we must pray. Proud people don't pray. Humble people do. A good disjunction for separating the world into two classes. Those who pray and those who don't. And finally, thank God for humility. This is one virtue that we cannot take for granted, that because we're getting older in life, or as we see more advanced in spirituality, that we are necessarily becoming more humble. Oh no. Oh no. Now the devil, knowing us, he'll tempt us, and the more virtuous we are in everything else, the more liable we are to be tempted. And this is what Christ especially castigated in today's gospel. Spiritual pride. The need, therefore, for constantly asking the dear Lord, Lord, make me humble. One last word. If God will hear our prayers, and asking Him for the humility we so terribly need, He's going to make sure He will provide for me. Humiliations are the providential means for growing in humility. There is no other path. So far then from shunning or avoiding humiliation, I hope I'm talking to the right audience. No matter how naturally speaking, reluctant we may be, supernaturally, we will welcome and thank God for the humiliation He sent us. And having been a religious for some years, having lived in a Jesuit community for some years, let me tell you, we have the most wonderful source of humiliation in living with our fellow kids. If we just let them, they will always do us the favor and provide the blessed opportunity for humiliating us, sometimes by just being what they are. I'm humiliated when I compare myself with someone else. Jesus, meet and humble of us. Make our hearts like unto them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.